Recording has started.
Regular city council meeting in June 11th, 2020 will now come to order. For the record, some elected officials will be participating via audio and video conferencing. Council members Davidson and Witten are attending in person for distancing. This meeting is broadcast over KMHT 100.1 FM, and for everyone's protection, there will be no public in-person attendance for this regular meeting in compliance with the Centers for Disease and Prevention's guidance on social distancing. But for those who are listening online, meeting agendas and packets are available on the City of Kodiak website, and you'll be able to call in. So on that note, would the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda.
Present.
Mr. Bishop.
Here.
Mr. Davidson.
Here.
Mr. Haynes.
Here.
Here.
Mr. Walker.
Here.
Mr. Whedon.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. And on that note, I know that Major Dave Davis is online, so he is going to give us the invocation and will remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, thank you very much for the privilege. Join me in prayer, please. Gracious Heavenly Father, give thanks for the many blessings that have been lavished upon us as a people, for the freedoms and liberties that we exercise tonight. In this moment, we give thanks for our mayor, each member of our city council and staff, for the many men and women of our community who work behind the scenes to help make us a healthier, stronger, and wiser as the city of Kodiak. Father, we ask your continued blessing today and the days ahead as our representatives work through our ongoing and ever-challenging issues of personnel, budgets, and properties. May their endeavors be a blessing now and in the time to come. We pray these things in the sacred name of our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag
of America.
Liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Major Dave. Okay, we have before us the minutes from the May 22nd, 2020 special meeting. Are there any additions or corrections? Mr. Whedon?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to approve the minutes of the May 28, 2020 regular council meeting. June 2nd, 2020 special council meeting.
Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carries, Madam Mayor.
Okay, the first item on the persons to be heard is the public hearing on resolution number 2020-15, amending section 1 airport facilities, section 7 fire department, section 11 library services, section 12 parks and recreation, and section 13 police of the schedule of fees, charges, and tariffs. Do we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The city sets its fees and charges for various services by a resolution of the city council. Council has requested a public hearing prior to amending fees, which is scheduled as new business item BC resolution number 2020-15, amending section 1 airport, section 7 fire, section 11 library services, section 12 parks and recreation, section 13 police of the schedule of fees, charges, and tariffs. The proposed fee changes are recommended to become effective July 1, 2020. The resolution is attached on page 10 in our workbook.
Okay, good advice, Mike?
Yes.
Okay, on that, I will close the regular meeting and open the public hearing on resolution number 2020-15. Comments are limited to 3 minutes on this particular item, and if you'd like to address the council on this resolution, please call in at 486-8610. And due to the slight delay in broadcasting, we will have a little pause here in case someone wants to come in to comment, call in to comment on this resolution 2020-15. Any calls? Okay, there being no testimony, I will now close the public hearing and reopen the regular meeting. And now we will go to the second item under persons to be heard, and that is resolution 2020-16, amending section of Clinton Harbor and postponing an implementation of the scheduled rate increase for 6 months and replacing the Kodiak tariff number 12 by adopting port of Kodiak tariff number 13. Could we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Again, the city sets its fees, charges, and tariffs for various services by a resolution of the council. Council has requested a public hearing prior to amending fees, which is scheduled as resolution number 2020-16, amending sections 9 of the harbor and adopting Portland harbor tariff number 13. The harbor fees were separate from the other fees due to the postponement of the implementation effective January 1st, 2020, per request of the council. And that resolution is attached on page 14 in our packet.
Okay, thank you, Mike. And on that note, I will close the regular meeting and open the hearing, public hearing on resolution number 2020-16. If anyone would like to comment on this particular item, 2020-16, please call in at 486-8610. And we will have a slight delay in case there is someone who would like to call in on this resolution. Oh, any calls, Nova? Okay. There being no testimony, I will close the public hearing and we'll now go to the last item under persons to be heard, which is for public comments. Anyone wanting to address the city council at this time, you can call in at 486-8610, and you have 3 minutes for testimony, and we will pause again to see if there are any comments to be made at this time by any resident. 486-8610. Anyone wanting to call in at this time? Your call? Good evening. Do you want to address the council at this time?
Yes, this is Debbie Moore.
Hi, Debbie, go ahead, please.
Yes, please.
Go ahead, Debbie.
My name is Debbie Moore, and I'm the activity director for Cardiac Island Borough School District. I'm asking for financial support from the city. It was not for our, if it wasn't for our supportive community, it would be a struggle to offer so many different options for student activities. From arts to music to drama to sports, KIBSD offers a variety of extracurricular activities for our students. It is important for us as a district to offer different opportunities for our students to be a part of. The district cannot afford to pay 100% of the cost for these activities, therefore each program needs to raise its own funds. Fundraising comes in many different forms, such as car washes, raffles, dinners, beach cleanups, trail work, and so much more. These fundraising activities are supported by families and individuals in our community. We do t-shirt sponsorships, banner sponsorships, and gas for donations from our locally owned businesses for prizes for the raffles. The list is long, but what I'm trying to get at is that local small businesses are approached year-round for donations and sponsorships. The businesses are always giving and supportive. Every little bit helps. But because of COVID-19, those same small businesses have been hit hard, and individuals and families have also been heavily impacted. The people out of work and business is still coping with the impacts of COVID closures and restricted hours. It is difficult, if not impossible, to ask Kodiak businesses and business owners for more financial support. I understand that the borough plays the primary role in the school district. However, most of the financial support our team receives from fundraising and sponsorships come from Kodiak locally owned businesses. The community of Kodiak and Kodiak businesses have always been extremely supportive of our sports and activities, but because of COVID-19, small businesses will not be able to financially support the groups like they have in the past. Our small businesses in town are struggling, and it is hard to ask for financial support when they are struggling to stay open. We are hoping to take some of the burden off of our other nonprofit organizations that are seeking help from the coronavirus relief fund with the support from the city of Kodiak. Thank you for reviewing my request. I would like to suggest this being an agenda item for the next work session, and I will be available to give you more details and information as needed or as requested from each of you. Thank you for letting me take a few minutes of your time tonight.
Thank you, Debbie, and we will be passing on your request and giving it to the city manager, and he is composing a list of suggestions and ideas that we're soliciting, so we will definitely be doing that. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any more public comments at this time? Again, the number to call in is 486-8610. Good evening. Did you want to address the council at this time?
I have a comment to make.
Yes, go ahead, please.
As a resident living on Hillside Drive, I'm perplexed as to why Hillside Drive are not first a bear-proof roll cart. After I inspected the bear-proof cart on display and allowed the way to it only makes sense to me that Hillside and Tlaib would be the first residents to be there from the park. Now, 4 months later, there's talk of clearing space for 3 community dumpsters with chain link fences. How ludicrous. Take my old roll car as it has been in its better days. However, please replace it with a bear-proof cart, not a dumpster. Thank you for listening, and have a good night.
Ma'am, would you state your name for the record, please?
Yes, Colleen Nevin.
Okay, Colleen, thank you for your comments. And I would suggest you might make those comments to the borough as well, because they're the ones in charge of the roll carts.
Okay, thank you.
But we will have your comments as well as that discussion takes place with the borough for the property that they requested. Thanks, Colleen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, any other comments tonight? Again, the number is 486-860. Here, 1 minute. Any more calls? Okay, we might have some at the end of the meeting too. So we'll go right into unfinished business. And the only item under unfinished business is the second reading and public hearing on ordinance 1400, levying taxes in the amount of 2 mils, appropriating funds for the expenses and liabilities of the city of Kodiak for the fiscal year commencing on the first day of July 2020 and ending on the 30th day of June 2021. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So we've had several discussions on the fiscal year 21 budget. We've had presentations, we've had input by the council and staff, and ordinance number 1400 provides for the adoption of the City of Kodiak's fiscal year 2021 budget. The budget document, which supports the ordinance, estimates all sources of revenue the city anticipates receiving between July 1, 2020 and June 30th, 2021. Budget document also establishes an operating and capital expenditure plan for fiscal year 21 that is based on staff's assessment of operational and community needs and council's fiscal year 21 budget goals. Budget funds the services provided by the City of Kodiak to residents and visitors, including law enforcement, which has animal control and contract jail services, fire and emergency medical services, including the ambulance services. Public works, which includes public water system, wastewater system, street and property maintenance, engineering, port and harbor facilities, parks and recreation facilities and programs, public library, and the general administrative functions of municipal record keeping and financial. The fiscal year 2021 budget projects combined revenues from all funds, excluding the capital projects, to be $40,674,457, which is an increase of 5.08% from last year's combined budgeted revenues of $38,780,350. Revenues are forecasted based on the current fiscal year, even though some sources may fluctuate slightly. Expenses for all city funds, excluding the capital projects, are also expected to be $40,674,457. The Kodiak City Charter and the Kodiak City Code grant Council the authority to make appropriations and adopt and amend budgets as required. Article 5, Section 2 of the City Charter states the City Manager will prepare and present a proposed budget to the City Council in advance of the fiscal year, which begins on July 1st and ends on June 30th. Article 5, Section 4 of the City Charter gives the City Council the authority to make appropriations for the next fiscal year and may approve or amend the budget. Appropriations must be made and the budget approved by a majority vote of the City Council no later than the third day before the beginning of the new fiscal year. And if the Council fails to approve the budget by that date, the budget submitted shall go into effect and be considered adopted by the Council. And lastly, any increase or by budget amendment will alter the current proposed budget by that amount and require that same amount by appropriation from the General.
Thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Davidson?
Madam Mayor, move to adopt ordinance number 1400.
Okay. Is there an amendment to the motion? Goodman.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to amend ordinance number 1400 by substituting it with ordinance number 1400.
Okay. Is there any council discussion on
second.
That? Second. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there any council discussion on that amendment? Mr. Whitten.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I've made this amended motion to include what staff recommended amount of dollars that would be a line item to strictly for the annexation efforts that the staff is currently conducting. So this is our next step in providing funds for staff to do the necessary research and dedicate the necessary time to continue to pursue annexation in a more specific way, and also to give them a budget so they know how to move forward. And also, I believe if we're able to pass this, it also shows a strong message and a message of intent that we are seriously moving ahead with annexation.
Any other council discussion? Okay, will the clerk call the roll call on the amendment?
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Oh, did I do something wrong? Oh. Sorry, did I wrong?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Mr. Belinda?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carries, Madam Mayor.
Okay, now we're going to go to the public hearing. Is that correct? Correct. Okay, I just want to make sure. I didn't get ahead of myself. Okay, I'm going to close the public meeting and open the public hearing on ordinance. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. If you'd like to comment on this ordinance, the budget for FY21, you can call in at 486-8610. And again, we will pause here for any kind of call that we might receive from the public. No calls? Okay, there being no testimony, I will close the public hearing and reopen the regular meeting. Is there any further discussion on the main motion as amended? Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes? Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes. Yeah.
Mr. Bishop?
Yes. Yeah.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. Now we'll go into new business, and the first item under new business is the first reading of ordinance number 1402, authorizing a contract with the Kodiak Historical Society to operate the Kodiak History Museum through June 30th, 2022. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The city has provided funding to the Kodiak Historical Society to help cover operating costs of the Kodiak History Museum, formerly known as the Baranoff Museum, for many years. In 2017, they requested that the city enter into a multi-year operating agreement for services provided at the current contract expires June 30th of this year. Ordinance number 1402 will authorize a new two-year agreement from July 1, 2020 through June 30th, 2022. Based on the city charter requirements and previous legal advice, contract approval is made by council through the ordinance process. All of the terms of the new contract are the same as the existing contract. The annual funding level will be set in the 21 and fiscal year 2020. Currently, this line item is in the fiscal year 21 budget at $94,700. And as you know, contractual payments are made quarterly. Museum. The city shall also pay the cost of the following utility services provided by to the museum, which includes fuel oil, heat, electricity, water, and sewer. That line item in the fiscal year 21 is $10,000.
Mike, what's the council's pleasure? And Mr. Bishop or Ms. Arboleda, just if you want to make a motion or speak up, just go right ahead. We'll honor that. Okay. Is there a motion from the council? Mr. Haynes?
Madam Mayor, I'll.
Okay. I think we're going to stand, Laura.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to pass ordinance number 1402 in the first reading. And advance to second reading and a public at the next regular or special meeting.
Second.
Okay, is there any council discussion? Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Bishop?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, the second item of the new business is resolution number 2020-15, amending section 1, airport facilities, section 7, fire department, section 11, library services, section 12, parks and recreation, and section 13, police, of the schedule of fees, charges, and tariffs. Could we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Much the same as the public hearing report, the city sets its fees and charges by various services by a resolution of the council. It is important to review and adjust the fee schedule on a regular basis to ensure the city is receiving adequate revenues with which to provide these services. City Council identified the importance of an annual review and update of the schedule of fees and charges by including this as a budget goal since fiscal year 2011. Staff completed the review and submitted a list of proposed changes the fees pertaining to Section 1, which is airport, Section 7, fire department, Section 11, library services, Section 12, parks and recreation, Section 13, police. The proposed fee changes are recommended to become effective July 1st, 2020. And on page 83 in our packet tonight, we have the fees that are new. They're in blue, and the strikeouts are in red. So some of the services will be removed, or the charges will be removed, such as the library late fees, overdue fees, prescriptions change, and one major change for tonight is the Little Lake floatplane lease, which is added as a substitute motion tonight.
Okay, thank you. Mike, what's up, council's pleasure? Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adopt resolution number 2020-15.
Second.
Okay, is there an amendment to this motion? Okay, Mr. Davidson, go right ahead.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to amend resolution number 2020-15 by substituting it with resolution 2020-7.
Okay. Is there any council discussion on this amendment? Okay, we'll call the roll on the amendment, please.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carries, Madam Mayor.
Okay, is there any further discussion on the main motion as amended? Okay, let's call the roll on the main motion as amended, please.
Mr. Regan.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker. Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carries.
The third item under new business is resolution number 2020-16, amending section 9, harbor fees, and postponing the implementation of the scheduled rate increase for 6 months, and replacing Kodiak tariff number 12 by adopting Port of Kodiak tariff number 13. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Resolution number 2020-16 fee schedule will remain the same as fiscal year 2020 rates through probably December 31st, 2020, due to the coronavirus pandemic. There have been a few fees that have been rounded to the nearest cent for ease of harbor billing to comply with Kodiak City Code 18.28.130, which is 2 equal installments for payment. Port and harbor tariffs expired in 2019, and it is imperative that the rates be established to maintain competitive rates to operate the harbor's piers. These tariffs also have been included in the resolution. Tariff for the Port of Kodiak defines the rules, regulations, and rates for wharfage, loading and unloading, demurrage, handling, services, facility charges, and dockage at the Port of Kodiak municipal terminals. Specifically, here's 1, 2, and 3. Tariff number 12 rates were in effect through end of calendar year 2019. The proposed tariff number 13 will supersede the current tariff number 12, adjusting the rates to meet current market conditions. There are a few language changes or edits proposed. Some rates are nominal increases of 10 cents or less per item. An example increase for an exclusive barge of a 31 to 40 foot vessel, which is on page 93 in our packet tonight, increases by $1.06 per foot in January. For another example, 120 volt electrical use remains unchanged in January, but will increase $1 per day next July 2021. And the largest increase is under the fresh water for vessels. The rates have been quite low over the last several years, and we've made up some difference after some calculations we decided to include, which is for 2021, first 1,000 gallons will be $150.80, which is for the first 1,000 gallons, which is only a $4.40 increase. But the larger increase is beyond 1,000 gallons, where it goes from $7.40 to $31.10. 2021, and then for the subsequent years after that, it increases by 30 cents a year. We're making a big adjustment, and then we'll be on track schedule after that. So,
what's the council's pleasure? Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adopt resolution number 2020-16.
Second.
Okay, is there any council discussion? Mr. Whitten?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I will restate my position on this. I believe council was reported it was that this is an appropriate time, prudent time to just postpone this rate implementation of uses, given the impacts of the coronavirus on fishing activities. There's a significant reduction in prices across the board, halibut, black cod. There was no peacock season involved this year for trawl. There's no trawl, there's no longline peacock. So there's a significant reduction in revenue for fishing as we go into a summer salmon season that also has many unknowns. So I believe this will give our fishing fleet a breather for 6 months, and then we'll take another look at it in January when these rates go back into effect. Appreciate staff's work.
Any other council discussion? Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carries, Madam Mayor.
Okay, the last item under new business is the authorization to cancel the July 9th and August 13th regular meetings and authorize the city manager to schedule a special meeting if needed. Could we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The regularly scheduled council meetings for July and August may be canceled to reflect the summer meeting schedule. Staff discussed the meeting schedule with council at the May 26th work session, and council recommended canceling July 9th and August 13th, 2020 meetings. Schedule a special meeting if needed. Kodiak City Code identifies regular meetings are held on the second and fourth Thursdays of each month. The regular meeting must be canceled. Special meeting may be scheduled, and the attendance requirements do not.
Okay. What's the council's pleasure?
Madam Mayor, I'll read it.
Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Move to cancel the July 9th and August 13th, 2020 regular meetings and authorize the city manager to schedule a special meeting if needed.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Bishop. Mr. Whitten. Okay. Is there any council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whitten.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carries, Madam Mayor.
Okay, next we'll go to staff reports, and we'll begin with our city manager, please.
Council Resolution 2020-14 and the grant agreement accepting the CARES Act funding were submitted to the Division of Community and Regional Affairs last week. We expect the first of three allocations. The first one will be $5,977.51 to be available next week. I'm also pleased to announce that we have three outstanding additions to our management team. After a month and a half as interim finance director, Julie Liu has accepted the position permanently. Julie's professional finance background is extensive, and most recently she worked as a finance director for the City of Nome from 2012 to 2019. Matt Holmstrom, city engineer, started this week. He has 32 years of experience as a professional engineer project manager. He has worked with both government agencies and private industry, including employment with the City of Kodiak as a city engineer from 1988 through 1997. We have also hired Michael Sarnowski in the harbor master position. His start date is August 1st of this year. Sarnowski just retired after 22 years of service in the U.S. Coast Guard. Most recently was the commanding officer of the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Tahoma. Prior to that, he was the executive officer of the Kodiak-based Coast Guard cutter Douglas Monroe from 2016 to 2018. And lastly, I'm disappointed to report on June 2nd, the Public Works Department filed a notice of petition with the Alaska Labor Relations Agency, with the petitioner being the Public Employees Local 71, Laborers International Union of North America. The city is required to provide a list of eligible employees, but the Public Works Department verified that 30% of the employees in this unit want to be represented. The city staff is preparing that list.
Okay, any questions of the city manager? Okay, we'll go to the clerk's report now, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The next council work session is scheduled on Tuesday, June 23, and the next regular meeting is scheduled on June 25. Both meetings will start at 7:30 p.m. and they will be broadcasted over KMA.
Any questions of Nova the clerk? Okay, we'll go to the mayor's comments. So I'd like to welcome our new staff, the directors, and we look forward to your coming on board. And it sounds like Julie and Matt are already on board. I see Matt's tuned in tonight, so hello, Matt. And Michael will be coming on board later. The CARES Act funds, as most people know, the city has quite a bit of money that we're receiving for CARES Act funds, and so we would ask if there are any ideas or suggestions you have for our community as a whole for expending those monies. You can be on the website, and we're going to have something up there, right, Mike?
Yeah.
That people can add their ideas and suggestions, and also you can email the city manager. So we look for your ideas and suggestions on that. And I know that, Mr. Wooden, you're going to give a report on the community economic development and issues that have come in. We received this report from our chief of police, Tim Putney, which was very well done. And as I said before the meeting started, and I see Tim, you're online too, it's very well done. And I think it would be good if you were to the manager, go on KMHD's lowdown and present that information to the public. It's a lot of good information on the Kodiak police and how they operate. And on that note, there's been a lot of upsetting events going on in our country and in Kodiak. I'm glad that we did have some protests. They were civil and respectful. And that is something that each of us need to carry on with everyone in our community and people who don't live here as well. Okay, that's my report. We'll go to council comments, and let's begin with Mr. Davidson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. First of all, I'd like to welcome all new employees. And also, I'd like to congratulate the 10 and 5-year PIN recipients. Thank you very much for your contribution. obligation to our community. Also, I would like to tell you to please care about others by wearing your face mask so that hopefully they will care about you by wearing theirs. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Good point. We have those banners up all around town, Mr. Davis. Very well done. Okay, Mr. Whitman.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd also like to welcome Matt Holmstrom. Welcome aboard, Matt and Julie. Glad to have you here. I look forward to working with you. I'd like to compliment staff on the budget. I think it's been a very smooth process. You know, we went through the transition to a new interim and now a new finance director in the middle of the budget process, so I can't imagine it was easy, but at least for me, I know it was always well laid out, well presented, well supported, and I'm pleased to say that we have a balanced budget. Look forward to working with staff as we go into 2021. And last item would be just give an update on the Korea Economic Development Corporation that we formed a week ago. This past Tuesday, we received the last of our applications, and we've received 242, and there might be a couple more that came in the mail today, but we have 242 applications from around the entire island, from Old Harbour to Raspberry Island and everything in between, from charter boat operators to taxi cab drivers. We have virtually every business you can think of, and some you probably don't think of, that have applied. So if we were to fully fund the entire 242, it would take over $6 million, which we don't have. So the review committee will meet next week to review all the applications for compliance and then determine allocations of the $2.4 million, which we've received, but we're going to use to allocate out to the recipients. Then we're hoping for an additional round of grants in the second round. But we did make a presentation. Amy Williams, I made a presentation to the borough at the work session tonight, and I gave them the facts and figures, and Amy came in behind to clean up heading and just flat out said, I want your money. So she wasn't bashful at all. So that's where I'm at. But I guess the last thing I want to say, as Amy said it best when she made her presentation tonight, I start to read through some of these applications. I've gone through over 242, but you start reading through these applications and just see the life story of the people that's laid out in front of you. And it's both humbling, but it's also gut-wrenching to read the condition of a lot of the businesses. The nonprofits hasn't been so bad yet, but especially the small businesses, and just the dire consequences they find themselves in. Being closed for 2 months while still contending with mortgage payments, lease payments, equipment payments, utility payments, payroll, they didn't get PPP, and most didn't. You realize that our small business community is really, really stressed, financially stressed personally. So we couldn't be doing this grant program at a better time. Our seasonal businesses, the B&Bs, the charter boat operators, the wilderness lodges, virtually everyone has lost their entire 2020 season because of COVID travel restrictions. And most of, if not all of them, their entire season has been canceled. One or two are hopeful for maybe late August, maybe September, but that's a maybe because it looks like most travelers will be canceled and decided to do something else. So our seasonal businesses, and that includes restaurants, includes gift shops, includes car rental agencies, our seasonal businesses have been particularly hard hit. So from KEDC, I just compliment the directors. Amy Williams has just been absolutely outstanding. She's just been tireless in processing the application. Sarah Phillips provided great leadership in our campus. Same. You know, we're committed to getting these applications reviewed and the results to the city by the 22nd, so we can hopefully get checks processed by the 25th. And then we look forward to starting this all over again in July. But I can't state enough that the need is really, really great. And if you read the paper today, there was a quote, a paraphrase from a business owner that said, they're just thankful that somebody recognize the need is real and somebody's listening to them. And I would just say from the City Council, thank you for your contribution to the CARES Act funds, because we need to let people know we're listening, we care about them, because they're such a vital part.
Thank you, Mr. Whitman. And thank you again for all your work. You've been a real leader in spearheading this process and setting up the Kodiak Economic Development Corporation. And you're going to be doing a webinar next Friday, a week from tomorrow, with for the 4-Acre Group on how our model plan here from Kodiak. And I was on the webinar today with the 4-Acre Group and looking, it was about businesses and nonprofits using the PPP money and for the forgiveness. And so, but it was mentioned about Kenai and Kodiak and how well we have done under your leadership for listening and then going forward. So,
can I have one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
I forgot to mention, I should have mentioned tonight for the Borough Assembly, but as the mayor mentioned, our model, we just created our model here, but as it turns out, that model has been used in numerous communities around the state, and it's primarily because we just got ahead of this. So again, compliments to council for recognizing the need by getting ahead of this and being able to create this grant program model. It's become really the template that numerous communities around the state are currently using.
Thank you again. Okay, Mr. Haynes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Well, I guess as many folks know, we have our third case of COVID-19 here in Kodiak, and it looks like it was community transmission this time, which means it's in our community. And so I'd just like to encourage everyone to continue doing what we're doing. Wash your hands like crazy. Try to use a mask, especially when you're in a store or someplace where it's difficult to participate, to have social distancing. And just remember, everyone is, as much as you can, everyone stay a fathom apart. And that's all I have to say, Madam Mayor. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Haynes. Let's go to Ms. Arboleda, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and good evening, everyone. I'm going to keep this one short and sweet. I would just like to welcome our new city employees. Welcome, and I hope you find joy in working for our awesome city. And also, I'd just like to thank our department heads and our staff for all the work that they do, especially during these times, getting our paperwork to us and making sure they're updating us via email and continuing to communicate. I really appreciate all that. That is all for me. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Ms. Arboleda. Mr. Bishop. Mr. Bishop, are you with us? Looks like you are. Do you have comments? Okay, we'll go to Mr. Walker and come back to Mr. Bishop. Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. First of all, I'd like to welcome aboard Matt and Michael and Julie. It's really nice to have the good quality people coming on board for work with the city. I'd like to also thank all of our department heads for doing a great job during all this. Glad to see that we've opened up some things and, you know, a lot of the kids out and about and trying to get back to the normal, so a little bit of normalcy. I'd also like to wish our fishing fleets out at sea and, you know, pray that they have good luck and God bless them. And all of our friends headed over to Bristol Bay for the fishery there, be safe. It's crazy, crazy over there sometimes. And just like to thank our council for being proactive and, you know, Some of these decisions we make aren't the easiest in the world, but, you know, we work together. A lot of times we agree to disagree, but we move forward with the city's business. And with that, I'll just bid everybody a good night. Thank you.
Mr. Walker, let's try Mr. Bishop one more time. Mr. Bishop, did you have comments? Austin. Okay, on that note, oh, we're here. On that note, we'll go to audience comments. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. If you'd like to address the council at this time, you may call in at 486 1-0, and we'll have a little pause here due to the slight delay in broadcasting. Anyone wanting to address the council at this time? 486-8610. The calls? Okay, on that note, could I have a motion to adjourn, please? Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adjourn. Second.
Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Urbaneta?
Yes.
Mr. Bishop? Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change? Thank you.
Okay, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.
All right.